Good morning. I'm Grace David with headlines from the Catholic Herald and CatholicHerald.org. St. Rita's Church will be razed and then born again as part of a new construction project on Milwaukee's east side. The new church will be part of the St. Rita Square project on the same site of the church, and it will include a six-story senior housing community. Read more about this exciting endeavor in this week's Catholic Herald newspaper. Mesmer High School celebrated its 90th year of serving the students of Milwaukee. Archbishop Jerome Listecki was the celebrant at the anniversary mass. Read about this celebration and the school's history at CatholicHerald.org. The Nazi Holocaust during World War II was not just perpetrated in concentration camps. There were also traveling death squads. Father Patrick DuBois speaks of his work with the Holocaust by Bullets exhibit that he was a part of developing. The exhibit is on display at the Milwaukee Jewish Museum through May 23rd. Read more about this special story in this week's Catholic Herald newspaper. Spending time with God over the summer is always a good idea. It's especially rewarding for young men who take advantage of the vocation summer camps at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. Read about these opportunities in this week's family section of the Catholic Herald. All this and much, much more in this week's Catholic Herald newspaper and at CatholicHerald.org. And now news from the Archdiocese of Milwaukee Catholic Schools. St. Mary Springs Academy in Fond du Lac is continually seeing the benefits of being on one campus. Having a 3K through grade 12 system altogether provides the opportunity for high school students to head downstairs to younger classrooms to teach and mentor throughout the year. Recently, the high school finance class visited third graders to teach a lesson on needs versus wants. High school students acted out the story, Alexander, who used to be rich last Sunday, and the third graders asked the older students about money, saving, and spending. St. Mary Springs is demonstrating that one of the best ways to learn is through teaching. St. Adalbert School in Milwaukee will open its second annual art exhibit beginning May 15th through May 21st. Beautiful art created by students will be displayed for the public to view and buy. All funds raised will be returned to and support the St. Adalbert Art Program. Come and see the talents of these young students, buy a one-of-a-kind piece of art, and be entered into a raffle for an iPad. Catholic Schools of Sheboygan, Christ Child Academy, and St. Elizabeth Ann Seton is hosting a 3-mile fun run walk on June 10th. The run begins at 9 a.m. in front of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Throughout the course, participants will experience color splash zones, where they'll be doused in color and end with a final color toss celebration. Funds raised will be returned to each school and support academic programming. This is Grace David. Thank you for listening. We now return you to Living Our Faith with Archbishop Listecki.